Good morning. Good morning. It's good to see everyone. It's time for us to begin our worship service, so if we would all come in and find a seat. Let us go to our Father in prayer. Our blessed Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, O God. We come before your throne of grace and mercy, O Father, with our hearts humbled, our minds humbled, O Father. We come for the purpose of worshiping and serving thee in spirit and in truth, O Father. We thank thee, O God, for being our God, for creating us from the foundation of this earth, O Father. We pray that you will continue to help us in our every need, O Father. We render unto thee, O Father, all that you so deserve, O Father. We give you the adoration, our hearts and our minds, O Father. We pray, O Lord, that all that we say and do in this worship service will be most pleasing and acceptable unto thee, O Father. We thank thee, Father, for all that you've done. We thank thee, Father, for the grace that you have poured out for us, O Father. Grace that we haven't earned, O Father, but you saw fit, O Father, to give us time to make things right with thee. We thank thee, O Father, for the mercy that you have extended by your righteousness, O Father. We know that we're not in any way worthy, O Father, to stand before you, to bow before you, O Father. We're humble before the fact that you are God the Most High. We just praise your name for the mercy that you give to us, O Father, for not giving us for not extending the punishment that we deserve, O Father. We thank you for Jesus, who stood in our place, O Father, became our propitiation upon the cross, O Father. We thank thee for blessing us. We thank thee for all that you do, especially the love that you have shown towards us by sending him our Savior, our Lord, and our Savior, Jesus Christ, to take away our sins. We just praise your name, O Father, in this worship service, and we pray that you will continue to bless us, and each and every person that is here will open their hearts and their minds to receive your word, O Father. We pray for those that are en route to this place of worship. We pray that you will bless them with safe passage. We pray that you will continue to lift up our hearts, that the Spirit may help us to meditate upon the things that are said. May our hearts may sing with gladness and joy, O Father. We just thank you for all you've done. Bless us and keep us, for it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Good morning. Let us all get a songbook and turn to song number two. Song number two. For his name alone is exalted. Verses 1, 2, and 3. Have it, let us sing. Hallelujah, praise Jehovah. From the heavens, praise his name. Praise Jehovah in the highest. All his angels praise proclaim, all his hosts together praise him. Sun and moon and stars on high, praise him, O ye heaven of heavens, and ye floods above the sky. Let them praise, give Jehovah, for his name alone is high, and his glory is exalted, and his glory is exalted, and his glory is exalted far above the earth and skies. Let them praise his, give Jehovah. They were made at his command, them forever established. His decree shall ever stand from the earth dragons, all fire and hail and snow and vapors, stormy winds, let him call. Let them praise his good Jehovah, for his name alone is high, and his glory is exalted, and his glory is exalted, and his glory is exalted far above the earth and skies. All ye fruit trees and cedars, all ye hills and mountains high, creeping things and beasts and cattle, birds that in the heavens fly, kings of earth and all ye people, princes great, earth judges all. Praise his name, young men and maidens, aged men and children. Let them praises give Jehovah, for his name alone is high, and his glory is exalted, and his glory is exalted, and his glory is exalted for the earth and sky. Let them praise give Jehovah, for his name alone is high, and his glory is exalted, and his glory is exalted, and his glory is exalted far above the earth and sky. Amen. Let us turn to song number 808. 808, verses 1, 2, and 4. They will enter Zion with singing. We're marching to Zion. I'll have it. Let us sing. Come we that love the Lord, and let our joys be known. Join in a song with sweet accord. Join in a song with sweet accord. And thus around the throne, and thus around the throne. Oh, we're marching to Zion. Beautiful, beautiful Zion. Yon, we're marching upward to Zion, the beautiful city of God. Let those refuse to sing who never knew our God, but children of the heavenly King, but heavenly King may speak. Their joys abroad may speak, their joys abroad. Oh, we're marching to Zion, beautiful, beautiful Zion. We're marching upward to Zion, the beautiful city of God. Then let our songs abound, and every tear be dry. We're marching Emmanuel's ground, we're marching through Emmanuel's ground to fairer worlds on high, to fairer worlds on high. Oh, we're marching to Zion, beautiful, beautiful Zion. We're marching upward to Zion, the beautiful city, God. Amen. Song number 750. Song number 750, after which we'll have our scripture reading and our second prayer. Verses 1, 2, and 3. I will draw all men to myself. I'll have it. Let us sing. How to reach the masses, men of every birth. For an answer, Jesus gave the key. And I, if I be lifted up from the earth, will draw all men unto me. Let's lift him up, lift him up, till he speaks from eternity. And I, if I be lifted up from the earth, will draw all men unto me. Oh, the world is hungry for the living bread. Lift the Savior up for them to see. Trust him and do not doubt the words that he said, I'll draw all men unto me. We'll lift him up, lift him up, still he speaks from eternity. And I, if I be lifted up from the earth, will draw all men unto me. Lift him up by living as a Christian ought. Let the world in you the Savior see. Then men will gladly follow him who once brought out all men unto me. Let's lift him up, lift him up. Still he speaks from eternity. And I, if I be lifted up from the earth, will draw unto me. Let's lift him up, lift him up. Still he speaks from me. And I, if I be lifted up from the earth, will draw all men unto me.
Good morning. The daily scripture will be read from 1 Timothy, second chapter, verses 1 through 6. Again, it will be read from 1 Timothy, second chapter, verses 1 through 6. I'll be reading from the New International Version, and it reads, I urge then,
First of all, that requests, prayers, and intercessions and thanksgiving be made for everyone, for kings and all those in authority, that we may live peaceful and quiet lives in all godliness and holiness. This is good and pleases God our Savior, who wants all men to be saved and to come to a knowledge of truth. For there is one God and one mediator between God and man, the man Christ Jesus, who gave himself as a ransom for all men, the testimony given in its proper time. If you don't mind, please, will you stand for second prayer?
Let us pray. Our all-knowing, all-powerful, and ever-present Heavenly Father, as we approach your throne of grace and mercy on this Lord's Day, Father, we come thanking you for blessing us with the strength to awaken this morning, to get up out of bed, Father, and to come here to worship you in spirit and in truth. Father, we pray that on this morning that we will give you our best. Father, that you will help us to cleanse our minds of any outside distractions, Lord, that you will bless us to give you the best of what we have. Father, we thank you for blessing us with your Son, Jesus Christ, who came to this earth, who gave his life, a perfect life, for our imperfections, Lord, so that we may one day inherit a home in heaven with you. Father, we thank you for blessing us with the Holy Spirit, which is our comforter, Lord, which indwells us, and Father, gives us the ability to know what is right and what is wrong. Father, we thank you for your book, the Bible, which gives us a daily guide as to how we should live our lives, and Father, for the examples set forth within by Jesus Christ himself, as well as the majority of the apostles. Lord, we thank you for all of the examples that we are given in the Bible of what to do and what not to do in our lives. And Father, we pray that your will be done here on earth as it is in heaven. Amen. Dear Heavenly Father, at this time, we pray that you will be with us, that you will strengthen us in our spirits, Lord, that you will help us to combat any ailments that may be amongst the number here. Father, we pray for those who may not be in our number today, Lord. We pray for those who may be in hospitals, Father, those who are sick, those who are shut in. Lord, we pray that you will be with each one of them and that you will help them to just feel your presence, Lord, that they will be comforted, that they will be guided by you, Lord, that you will bless them with serenity in their hearts and in their minds and in their spirits. Heavenly Father, we pray for those who may be visiting with us on this day, Lord. We know that you brought them amongst our number for some reason. Lord, we pray that you will help them to see that reason and that you will lift them up, Father, that you will help them to understand what it is that you will for them to learn today. Father, we thank you for blessing us with one another, Lord, for blessing us with our brothers and our sisters, Father, that we may congregate here together, Lord. And Father, we thank you for each blessing that you give us, whether it be seen or unseen. Father, we just thank you so much for each thing that you do for us on a daily basis. Dear Heavenly Father, we pray at this time also for those amongst our number who may be starting a new job, Lord, or those who may be in school. Father, we know that there are many new graduates amongst our number, and Father, we pray that as they prepare to go off to their designations, Lord, that you will just go with them and that you will help them to stay with you, Father, that you will help them to walk that straight and narrow pathway unto a home in heaven with you, Lord, that you will help them to avoid the temptations of the devil. And Father, we pray that you will help us all avoid the temptations of the devil, Lord, that we will step over those hurdles. And Father, if we do stumble, Lord, to know that you are there right beside us to help pick us up, Father, so that we may walk with you again. Father, we thank you for your love. Father, we thank you for your grace, your mercy, for your kindness, Lord, because we know that without that, we would be nothing and we would be nowhere. But Father, we know because of your love for us, Father, and for the love that you have shown us, the examples that you have given us, Father, we know how to love one another. Father, whether it be a brother or sister in Christ, Lord, or whether it be someone who is of the world, Father, we pray that you will help us to treat them as we treat one another, as we treat ourselves. And Father, that we will be equal amongst each person, regardless of whatever may befall them. Father, we pray that you will give us mercy in our hearts as you have forgiven us, Lord. We pray that you will just bless us with the spirit of mercy in our hearts, Lord, that you will go with us and that you will guide us through this world, Father, that we may not sin, that we may not hold grudges, Father, that we may be merciful that we may have serenity, that we may dispense it amongst ourselves and towards others. Father, we pray that we will continue to be that light shining on a mountain. Father, that we may bring others closer to you. Father, that they may see your light shining through us. And Father, we pray that as we go throughout this world, Father, that that light will shine and that that reflection will be a reflection of you and, Father, not a reflection of ourselves. And Father, we pray that you will forgive us of our sins. God, we love you. And Father, we thank you so much for everything that you do for us. And Father, we pray these and all things in your blessed Son, Jesus Christ's holy and eternal name. Amen.
Let's turn to song number 736. Song number 736. Verses 1, 2, and 4. God had called us to preach the gospel to them. Send the light. I'll have it. Let us sing. There's a call come ringing o'er the restless waves. Send the light, send the light. There are souls to rescue, there are souls to save. Send the light, send the light, send the light. The blessed gospel light, let it shine from shore to shore. Send the light, the blessed gospel light, let it shine forevermore. We have heard the Macedonian call today. Send the light, the light, and a golden offering at the cross we lay. Send the light, send the light, send the light. The blessed gospel light, let it shine from shore to shore. Send the light, the blessed gospel light, let it shine forevermore. Let us not grow weary in work of love. Send the light, send the light. Let us gather jewels for a crown above. Send the light, send the light, send the light. The blessed gospel light, let it shine from shore to shore. Send the light, the blessed gospel light, let it shine forevermore. Amen. Prepare our hearts for communion. Let us turn to song number 739. The first verse of song number 739. I am the vine and ye are the branches. Bear precious fruit for Jesus today. Branches in him no fruit ever bearing. Jesus has said, he taketh away. I am the vine and ye are the branches. I am the vine, be faithful and true. Ask what ye will, your prayer shall be granted. The Father loves me, so
I have loved you.
Good morning, brothers and sisters. This time in worship is set aside for communion, the Lord's Supper. As instituted by our Lord and Savior through various commands, examples, and inferences, we Christians, every first day of the week, come together to partake of the unleavened bread, the fruit of the vine. We, while we do this, our minds and hearts should go back to that time of great sacrifice on behalf of our Lord and Savior. His sufferings, his death on the cross. We also should be mindful that at Calvary, the pain that he went through, the insults that were hurled at him, the fact that he was stripped, his clothing was divided among the soldiers. And so we wonder, why did he do this? Well, he did this because we were without strength, powerless, and ungodly. But Romans chapter 5, verses 6 and following gives us hope. And it reads, you see, at just the right time when we were still powerless, Christ died for the ungodly. Very rarely will anyone die for a righteous man, though for a good man someone might possibly dare to die, but God demonstrates his own love for us in this. While we were still sinners, Christ died for us. Since we have now been justified by his blood, how much more shall we be saved from God's wrath through him? For if when we were God's enemies, we were reconciled to him through the death of his son, how much more, having been reconciled, shall we be saved through his life? Not only is this so, but we also rejoice in God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have now received reconciliation. What wonderful blessings we have because of his sacrifice for us. As we prepare our minds to partake, I will read for you 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verses 23 and following. And it reads, for I received from the Lord what I also passed on to you. The Lord Jesus Christ, on the night he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, this is my body, which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me. In the same way, after supper, he took the cup, saying, this cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this whenever you drink it in remembrance of me. But whenever you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes. Therefore, whoever eats the bread or drinks the cup of the Lord in an unworthy manner will be guilty of sinning against the body and blood of the Lord. A man ought to examine himself before he eats of the bread and drinks of the cup. For anyone who eats and drinks without recognizing the body of the Lord eats and drinks judgment on himself. This is why many of you are weak and sick, and any number of you have fallen asleep. But if we judge ourselves, we would not come under judgment. When we are judged by the Lord, we are being disciplined, so we will not be condemned with the world. So then, my brothers, when you come together to eat, wait for each other. With these things in mind, let us go to our Heavenly Father in prayer. Father, thank you for all that you do for us on a daily basis, allowing us to once again come before you in this manner. We thank you so much. You loved us so much that you gave your son as a sacrifice. And we thank you for that, but we're also sorrowful, Father, because we know that it was due to our sins that he had to go through that sacrifice. So, Father, we thank you and you ask you to always put it in our remembrance, make it fresh in our minds always, of this great memorial that we take every first day of the week. And that we will remember your son, and that it will bring us closer in fellowship, and at the same time help us to grow inwardly. Now, Father, we come asking you to bless this bread that represents your son's broken body. Come asking you to bless this cup that represents your son's blood, shed blood. These things we ask in your son, Jesus Christ's name. Amen.
The communion reading will come from Matthew chapter 26, verses 30 to 45, and it reads as following. And when they had sung an hymn, they went out into the Mount of Olives. Then said Jesus unto them, all ye shall be offended because of me this night. For it is written, I will smite the shepherd, and the sheep of the flock shall be scattered abroad. But after I am risen again, I will go before you into Galilee. Peter answered and said unto him, though all men shall be offended because of thee, yet will I never be offended. Jesus said unto them, verily I say unto thee, that this night before the cock crow, thou shalt deny me thrice. Peter said unto him, though I should die with thee, yet I will not deny thee. Likewise said all disciples. Then cometh Jesus with them unto a place called Gethsemane, and saith unto the disciples, sit ye here while I go and pray yonder. And he took with him Peter and the two sons of Zebedee, and began to be sorrowful and very heavy. Then said unto them, my soul is exceedingly sorrowful, even unto death. Tarry ye here and watch with me. And he went a little farther and fell to his face and prayed, saying, O my Father, it is be possible that this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, not as I will, but as thou wilt. He cometh unto the disciples and findeth them asleep, and say unto Peter, what could ye not watch with me 1 hour? Watch and pray that ye enter into the temptation. The spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak. He went away again the second time and prayed, saying, O my Father, if the cup may not pass away from me, except I drink it, thy will be done. And he came and found them asleep again, for their eyes were heavy. And he left them and went away again and prayed the third time, saying the same words. Then cometh he to his disciples and saith unto them, sleep on now and take your rest. Behold, the hour is at hand, and the Son of Man is betrayed unto the hand of sinners.
Now ye are clean through words I have spoken, living in me, much fruit ye shall bear, dwelling in you, my promise unbroken, glory in heaven with me ye shall share. I am the vine, and ye are the branches. I am the vine, be faithful and true. Ask what ye will, prayer shall be granted. The Father loves me so. I have loved. Yes, by your fruits the world is to know you. Walking children of day, follow your guide. He passeth before you, leading of glorious day. I am the vine, and ye are the branches. I am the vine, be faithful and true. Ask what will your prayer shall be granted. The Father loves me, so I have loved you. Our song for the invitation will be song number 871. 871. Now let us turn to song number 494. 494, verses 1, 2, and 3. We're going to ask all who are able to stand for the final selection before our speaker this morning. In him we may approach God. Verses 1, 2, and 3. Just a little talk with Jesus. I have it? Let us sing. I once was lost in sin, but Jesus took me in. And then a little light from heaven filled my soul. You know it bathed my heart in love and wrote my name above. And just a little makes me whole. Now let us have and let us tell. Oh, he will hear, and he will answer by and by. Now when you feel, oh, as your heart, and you will find a little talk with Jesus makes it right. Sometimes my path drear without a ray of cheer, and then a cloud of doubt may hide the light of day. You know the mist of sin rise and hide the starry skies, but just a little talk with Jesus clears the way. Now let us have, oh, and let us tell, for he will hear, and he will answer by and now when you fail. Oh, as your heart, and you will with Jesus makes it right. I may have doubts and fears, my eyes filled with tears, but Jesus is a friend, watches day and night. You know I go to him in prayer, he knows my every care. Yes, just a little makes it right. Now let us have and let us tell. Oh, he will hear and he will answer by and by. Now when you fail, oh, as your heart, and you will find a little talk with Jesus makes it right. Oh, sing all right. Sing all It's all right. It's all right. Yes, it's all right. Yes, just a little talk. Jesus makes it right. Oh, sing all right. It's all right. It's all right. Yes, it's all right. Yes, just a little talk. Jesus makes it right. Now let us have and let us tell. Oh, he will hear and he will answer by and by. Now when you fail, oh, as your heart, and you will find a little talk. Jesus makes it right. Oh, sing all right. It's all right. It's all right. It's all right. Yes, just a little talk. Jesus makes it right. Oh, it's all right.
It's all right.
It's all right. It's all right. It's all right. Yes, just a little talk. Jesus makes it right. Now let us have. Oh, and let us tell. Oh, he will hear our faintest cry. And he will answer by and by. Now when you feel, oh, as your heart, and you will find a little talk with Jesus makes it right.
We are very, very thankful that God has blessed us with this privilege to come together as saints and to acknowledge the fact that without him, you and I would not have our existence, because it is in God that we live, move, and have our very being. And he so graciously allows us to see each and every day, and each day is a new day, one that we have not seen before. I feel like Peter did when he was on the Mount of Transfiguration. He said, it's good to be here. But he got excited, so excited. He said, let's build three tabernacles. And the Spirit, God had to tell him, say, no, Peter, just hear my son. That's all you need to hear. But we're excited about it. I want to thank all these brethren who have led us in our worship service. They have so reverently provided for us purposes for what we are doing. And we want to thank them for the diligent way in which they have led us. Even our song leader has done an outstanding job. He gave us a little soul at the end, didn't he? Amen. And once he got that soul, he wanted to keep on singing that song. But we were thinking, Ron, that's a joke. That's a joke. That's a joke. But it's always good to have those of you who are visiting with us. It's always an honor to have you. One of the persons I've already met, Tim Johnson. It's good to have him from Lifeline Chaplaincy. And I see Little Red Roses. That's our way of identifying all of you who are visiting with us today. Know that you are honored, and we are very thankful for your presence. I want to make two quick announcements. One concerning our gospel campaign. It begins next Lord's Day. We have invited Brother George Williams, who is the minister of the Eastside Church of Christ in Austin, Texas. Outstanding gospel preacher. We know that the preaching will be done in an excellent way, and if souls are open, many of them will respond to the gospel of Christ. So we're very excited about this. This is the day that we will have full day activities. And that afternoon, we have invited two special singing groups. One is the United Male Chorus from Oklahoma City. And the second is the Voices of Inspiration from Fort Worth, Texas. Now, they will be our featured. But of course, our singing group and others are welcome and we expect our singing group to perform on that day. So we want everyone to begin, if you have not, inviting your friends and co-workers, neighbors to come and to be a part of. Take the information that we have out there, use it, and let's have a great campaign. Let's pray for Brother Williams that God will use him in a mighty way. The second thing that I want to stress upon us, and that is today we're having a ministry fair. We are encouraging every member, every family to be involved in a ministry here at the congregation. So our integration deacons have set up in the gymnasium, in the Life Center. We want you to go by immediately after service as a family and choose a ministry and get involved in the work of the church. This morning, briefly, I want to call your attention again to 1 Timothy chapter 2, and I want to look at verses 1 through 6. I want to read it again, and we'll take a topic. We'll take a topic for. I exhort, therefore, that first of all, supplications, prayers, intercessions, and giving of thanks be made for all men, for kings and for all that are in authority, that we may lead a quiet and peaceable life in all godliness and honesty. For this is good and acceptable in the sight of God our Savior, who will have all men to be saved and to come unto the knowledge of the truth. For there is one God, one mediator between God and men, the man Christ Jesus, who gave himself a ransom for all to be testified in due time. I want to use for a subject, the church on its knees. The church on its knees. This quarter, we are emphasizing the hands and the feet of Christ, which indicates that all of us should be involved in service, carrying out the will of Christ. This is the disciples' responsibility. We are the body of Christ on earth carrying out his will. But I want to emphasize this morning how important it is for the church not to just be the hands and the feet of Christ, but we need to use our knees in prayer. Knees is a metaphor for prayer. If you notice the context that Paul is addressing the brethren at Ephesus concerning worship and concerning their life behavior. And one of the things that he really calls upon the church to be involved in is prayer. And he gives a call to prayer. He talks about the character of prayer and then the concerns for our prayers. And I want you to just follow me. I want to share with you. And I hope, here's what I hope. I hope you and I, when I finish, will make prayer a more prominent part of our spiritual life. And I pray, when I finish, that you and I will be encouraged to use the avenue of prayer in our everyday life. Now, that's what I'm hoping. All of us will be encouraged. Not saying that we have not prayed, but I want you to think about prayer in a way that will really help you to manage your life. Notice he says, I exhort. Exhort, ladies and gentlemen, comes from a word which actually means to beg. He is calling you. He is begging you. He is encouraging you. And he says, first of all, deals with urgency. Exhort deals with urgency. And first of all, deals with rank. When you talk about this call to prayer, in this call to prayer is urgency and it is priority. He says, first of all, doesn't mean I want you to start out with prayer, but he wants you to rank prayer in your life. And he wants you to see prayer as something that is preeminent and prayer as something very important in your daily life. Whenever you study any of the great patriarchs, prayer was a priority. When you study the life of Christ, prayer was a high priority. He would take time from his ministry and he would go off into a mountain to pray. He would go to the Garden of Gethsemane, as was read, and he would pray. All of the apostles were so impressed with his prayer life that they said, teach us to pray. So the idea of prayer being prominent and being a priority is illustrated by Christ. He is the Son of God, but yet and still, prayer was very important to him. It was something that he felt must be in place in order for him to be successful in his mission here in saving the world. So when you think in terms of prayer, I want you to see that we have an urgent call, and you and I must make prayer a high priority in our lives. Secondly, I want you to see that he emphasizes the character of prayer. Notice now, he begins by saying, I want and I exhort you first of all that supplications. Notice how he divides prayer into these different categories. Supplications, prayers, intercessions, and giving of thanks. He says, I want these to be made for all men. Notice now, why does he say supplications? Because when one is involved in supplication, what he is doing is he's asking. That indicates that there's a need. Why ask if there's not a need? I have a need, so therefore I ask God to help me with that particular need or necessity in my life. So one of the things that we do in prayer is that we go to God and we ask God and we believe that God can respond to our requests. Why pray if you don't believe that God? Why ask? Now, I notice my grandchildren, they come and ask, they say, Paw, will you give me a dollar? That's because they believe I got a dollar. Amen. So why would we go to God and ask God if we don't believe God has what? The power and the ability to give to us. So the reason that we need to be in a position where we can ask God that God will be able to give to us, that's supplication. But then he says prayer. Now, prayer is a general term, and it always references God. You may involve yourself in supplication. You can, you know, when they would ask me for a dollar, they were, you know, that was supplication. They were asking me. But whenever you pray, prayer is always to God. You see, children don't pray to parents, or you don't pray to one another, but prayer is always to whom? God. So this word prayer is very important and is significant. Now, what else it indicates is that we now make prayer a part of our daily regimen, which means that we take time to set aside a time in our day to pray. In other words, you have to make prayer a priority. Just like you do everything else, you put it on a schedule, put prayer on your schedule. Take part of that day and say that I'm going to go to God in prayer. Cut your lunch break short and go somewhere and pray to God. Notice that prayer is to God, but it also designates a place. It indicates regularity, that we are involved in a regular way in prayer to God. But then he comes to another part, and he says intercession. Now, intercession is different from supplication, because when you are interceding, that means you're putting yourself in the place of another, and you're going to God on behalf of another. You and I When we're involved in prayer, the character of prayer is that I am involved in a regular routine of prayer, believing that God will help me. I am involved in asking God for my needs and whatever I need. And I'm also going to God on behalf of others. I'm putting myself in their place, and I'm going to God on their behalf. But then the one that I think really challenges us is that it must be giving of thanks. Sometimes it's very difficult for us to be in the mindset of giving thanks because of the negativity that we live with every day. In other words, if our focus is always negative and we only see that which is evil and that which is bad, it's hard for us to have a mindset of thanksgiving and a mindset of giving thanks. In other words, what am I thanking God for? Every time I look at what's going on in the world, it's negative. When I look at what's going on in my life, it's negative. Why should I be involved in thanksgiving? Well, let me help you with that. I want to go to Philippians, Philippians chapter 4, and I want to look at verse number 8. I want you to put that on the screen, Philippians 4 and verse number 8, and I want you to watch this now because we're talking about a mindset. Now, I'm going somewhere with this, and I need you to follow me. Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are what? True. Whatsoever things are what? Honest. Whatsoever things are what? Just. Whatsoever things are pure. Whatsoever things are what? Lovely. Whatsoever things are of what? Good report. If there be any virtue, and if there be, watch the word, any what? Praise. Watch, think, meditate on these things. Here's our problem. The reason that we're not able in our daily life to go to God in prayer in thanksgiving is because we don't spend enough time meditating on those things that are true. I don't care how bad the world is, there's something in this world that's true. And you got to focus on it. You got to identify it and focus on it. There is something in this world that is honest. Even in our own relationships, there is something honest, and you got to pick it out and you got to focus on it. Then just, lovely, good report. When you look at that, then once you meditate on it, I'm telling you, you'll be able to come back and find out that there are more reasons for you to thank God than for you to blame God or to blame one another. You got to concentrate on it. When you get up in the morning, look at the sun and say, thank you, God, for the sun. When it's raining, thank God for the sunshine yesterday. And knowing that the rain not going to last. That's just, I'm trying to help us. But anyway, you get the. There's other ways that I could illustrate that, but that's the best way I could right at that moment. Now, concerns for prayer. Watch what he does. And this is where it really gets interesting. He says, I need you to put prayer as a priority. I want you to be involved in supplication. I want you to be involved in prayer. I want you to be involved in intercession. And I want you to give thanks. But here's what he says. He says, be made for all men. Now that got me. Be made for all men. You want me to go into supplication, prayer, intercession, giving of thanks for all men. Now, prayer cannot be limited. It's got to be a prayer that involves everybody. If you and I don't catch what the Lord is saying, what Peter, what Paul is saying to Timothy and to the church, he says the church must be involved in praying for every person. That word is a word that is used for men and women. He says, I want you to pray for everybody. I want you to pray for people that are high, people that are low, people that are educated, those that are uneducated. I want you to pray for those that are important, and I want you to pray for those that are unimportant. I want you to pray for the rich. I want you to pray for the poor. I want you to pray for the old. I want you to pray for the young. I want you to pray for the friend, and I want you to pray for the enemy. Pray for all men. Now watch this now. Do not neglect nor ignore or bypass any person. He said, when you pray and you are involved in supplication, intercession, and thanksgiving, You've got to learn how to pray. Now, let me give you a perfect example. If Republicans and Democrats prayed for one another, if before they get to their business in the Senate and they had the mind of Christ, they were disciples of Jesus, and they took Paul at his word that you got to pray for everybody. You got to pray for folk who agree with you and folk who don't agree with you. He said, pray for everybody. I guarantee you all of the wrangling that's going on in Washington, D.C., it will cease because there is a power in praying for people that you disagree with. Let me tell you something. Marshall Keeble, two preachers had a problem one time, and they came to Marshall Keeble, and they said, Brother Keeble, we need you to mediate our dispute. And Brother Keeble said, well, I don't mind. He said, what I need you boys to do is get down on your knees. He said, no, you want me to help you? Get on your knees. He said, now I want you to pray for him. And then I want you to pray for him. He said, come on, boys, get on down. I want to hear you praying for one another. I guarantee you, when they got through praying for one another, a lot of what they were disagreeing about, they were able to deal with it because they had entered into a mindset of blessing one another, praying for one another, and being encouraging to one another. You can't pray for folk that you, amen, not to God, and pray that you they be, you know, something bad happen to them. Hello. Then he said, not only pray for all men, but he said, I want you to pray for kings and for all that are in authority. Now, when I read that, I said, you mean to tell me you want me to pray for not only the kings, but I want you to pray for the presidents. Now watch this. Just watch what I'm about to say to you. If people took the mind of Christ and prayed for our leaders, what you find in our world today is that there's always somebody who wants to find and criticize a leader. But God said, I don't want you to criticize. I don't want you to blame and find fault. God said, I need you as a child of God, as a Christian, to pray. And when you pray for the welfare. You pray for his health. You pray for his longevity. You pray for his government. If Donald Trump becomes our president, he said, you pray for the man. See, our problem is that we get in a situation where we are always fault finders, blaming, criticizing. But God said, I don't need a church like that. What I need is a church that's willing to get on its knees. And when you can get on your knees and pray for everybody and pray for your king, pray for your president. Pray for the police department. I don't need you criticizing, finding fault with the police. Now y'all were saying amen a while ago. Now you're real quiet. Listen, for whom? Do you know who was emperor at that time? Nero. He said, I need y'all to pray for Nero. Nero was burning Christians at the stake, turning them over to lions,
And you mean you want me to pray for him? Yes, pray for his morality. Pray. I'm not telling you to pray for the wrong. Pray for his, because every man is born moral. And when you pray for him, you pray, God, bring out the best in the man. Now, don't miss me. What God is trying to tell us is that there's power in prayer. Now, you think you can change the man, but God said, you can't change him. I'll change him, but I'll do it when you pray. Now, how are you going to change the police department? Why y'all quiet? God said, what I need you to do is pray. Oh, that are in authority. Now watch this. Pray for all men. I don't care, black, white, red, yellow, green, polka dot. Pray. Pray for your enemy. Now watch this. What he is really trying to get us to see is, if I could ever get you in the mindset of praying for one another,
amen,
then I'm in a position,
amen,
as God to work to bring about conversion for the world. But I can't do anything with Nero if you're not praying for him. Nero needs to know that in spite of what he's doing, in spite of the wrong that he's doing, we are people who are praying for him. And God said that's a powerful tool. When you tell a man, I'm praying for you, he knows you're not praying for that evil. May I get a little closer to you? Watch our relationships. It's easy to find fault. But I want to know, have you prayed for? Are you looking for what's good? What's honest? I don't care how bad a person is. There's some good in him. There's something honest. Something's lovely. In other words, if you don't focus on the lovely part, but you want to highlight the negative, God can't work that way. God says, I need my people. I need my people to understand that the power of change is in me. But I need my people to get on their knees. That we may lead a quiet, peaceable life in all godliness and honesty. When that policeman stopped that girl, if he had the mind of Christ and what he's talking about here, the outcome would have been different. Now you said amen to that, right? Now if the girl had had this mindset, it'd have turned out differently too. Prayer changes the whole disposition, attitude. The most powerful thing that the church has is the ability to pray. And we don't spend enough time praying because we don't believe that God has the ability. I'm going to make one more point, and then I'm going to close. Someone made this statement, and I thought it was very profound.
They said, rationality begins with one's acceptance that there is a God. Anybody who doesn't believe in God will not and cannot think rationally.
That's right. That's right.
Anybody who does not know for a fact that there is a God who is omnipotent, omniscient, and omnipresent. He's everywhere. He knows everything. He's all powerful. He's the God that's with me. He's the God that fights for me. He's the God that's on my side.
Go ahead, brother. Go ahead.
Now I can start thinking a little more rationally. I don't have to take my life.
Yes.
That's irrational. Rational thinking says that I know there's a God. God's got me. And I pray for the folk that are mistreating me.
Yes. Yes.
Now you use Jesus as your example. I'm telling you, I'm through. Put the last where you left off at verse number 6. No, verse number 5. All right, 3. 5. That's it. Read this with me. For this, everything, everything I just preached is the truth. Absolutely the truth. No doubt about it. He says now, for this, well, what this, what I just got through preaching. But this is what?
Good.
And what?
Acceptable.
In the what?
Sight of God.
Watch the phrase. Our what?
Savior.
Our what?
Savior.
Verse 4. Who will have all men to be what?
Saved.
Listen. Whenever I approach you, I already know that God wants you saved. Now, your problem might be you haven't come to the knowledge of the truth, but he still wants you. That was a joke. But it's the truth. When you know God's attitude is that he wants all men to be saved, I don't care where they are and what they've done and where they are, God wants them saved. And he wants them to come to the knowledge of the truth. What that means is that they're not where they ought to be. And so God said, I need you to know my attitude. And my attitude is I want everybody saved. I want Republicans saved, Democrats saved. Verse 5. For there is how many gods? That's what? Between whom? The man what? Well, that's a whole sermon right there, but I don't have time to deal with that. But I'm going to tell you one thing. We don't have but one man who can serve as our mediator, and that's Jesus, because he's 100% man and 100% God. All the lawyers on this earth could not represent us. There's only one, and that's Christ Jesus. But here's the clincher. Verse 6. Who gave himself a ransom. For what?
All.
Now watch the alls. Pray for what?
All.
How many men?
All.
Number 2, the Lord desires that how many men be saved?
All.
Now watch 3. Who what? Wait, watch this. Gave. Simply as he's saying, this is past tense. This has already been done.
Now, everybody hadn't given their life to Jesus to be saved. But God desires it. Now, I know my time is gone. But let me show you this. Desire there simply means that not only did I just desire it in my heart, but I put in plan a way to get it done. Gave himself a ransom for all, which simply means that Jesus' blood has already died for every person that you come in contact with. So you might as well what? You might as well just pray for him. Man, you need the truth.
That's right. That's right.
So our attitude is that God needs a praying church. Let's pray. Let's pray. There's power in prayer. You've heard. I want you to believe it, because it's about Jesus. I want you to repent of your sin. There's one other passage that I just got to put on the screen. Second Chronicles chapter 7, verse number 14. I know this is Old Testament, but I know it has New Testament relevance. If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and do what?
Pray.
And seek what?
My face.
And turn from their wicked what?
Way.
Then will I what?
Hear their heaven.
And will what?
Hear their sin.
And will what?
Hear their land.
Watch verse number 15. Now mine eyes shall be open. And my ears attend unto the prayer that is made where? No wonder Jesus said when he whipped those folk out of the temple, he said, my Father's house is a house of prayer. And you turn it into a den of thieves. Because there's power in prayer. You want to save your relationship? What you going to do? Won't change your circumstances on your job, what you gonna do?
Pray.
You wanna help the government, what you gonna do?
Pray. It's all right, brother.
And you believe that it's gonna what? Have a what? It's gonna make an effect, because God does answer prayer. But this is what we gotta do. May God bless you. It's been good. I hope and pray that you really will make prayer a priority in your life. Let's do that. Young people, y'all listening to me, do it early. Set out a time in your busy schedule and have prayer with God. Watch what God will do for you. God will bless you in ways that you never thought. If you're subject to the Savior's invitation, will you come? Come right now while together we stand and sing. Will you come?
Jesus is tenderly calling me home, calling today. Wrong, Father and Father away, calling today, calling today. Jesus is calling, he's calling today. Jesus is calling the weary to rest. Calling today, thy burdens and thou shalt be blessed. He will not turn you away. Calling today, Jesus is calling, he's tender. Calling today,
Jesus is waiting, oh come to him now.
Waiting today.
Come with thy saints and his people we bow. Come and no longer
delay.